of the cleanest kind. That every day he gave Sadhu news of the sick son in Peshawar more quickly than the lightning could fly, and that this news was always corroborated by the letters. Further, he had told Sadhu how a great danger was threatening his son, which could be removed by a clean jadoo, and, of course, heavy payment. I began to see exactly how the land lay, and told Sadhu that I also understood a little jadoo in the western line, and would go to his house to see that everything was done decently and in order. We set off together, and on the way Sadhu told me that he had paid the seal cutter between 100 and 200 rupees already, and the jadoo of that night would cost 200 more, which was cheap, he said, considering the greatness of his son's danger. But I do not think he meant it. The lights were all cloaked in the front of the house when we arrived. I could hear awful noises from behind the seal cutter's shop front, as if someone were groaning his soul out. Sadhu shook all over, and while we groped our way upstairs, told me that the jadoo had begun. Janu and Azizan met us at the stairhead and told us that the jadoo work was coming off in their rooms because there was more space there. Janu is a lady of a free-thinking turn of mind. She whispered that the jadoo was an invention to get money out of Sadhu, and that the seal cutter would go to a hot place when he died. Sadhu was nearly crying with fear.